I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, January 2017. U.S. border agents have right to search phones of Canadians. Canadians crossing into the United States can be asked to unlock and hand over their mobile phones and devices for inspection by border security agents. A spokesperson for Canadian Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale confirmed the power in the wake of several people being denied entry to the United States for Donald Trump's inauguration and subsequent protests. A phone simply counts among the goods a traveler is taking across the border, making it open for inspection. Refusing to unlock a phone is regarded in the same way as refusing to unlock a suitcase when asked by a border security agent. A spokesperson said the United States has the right, just as Canada does, to set and manage those rules as it deems appropriate. Several groups were stopped from crossing the border before, during, and after Trump's inauguration, and they were often held for lengthy periods before access was denied. In December 2016, a bill that would expand U.S. border pre-clearance in Canada was adopted by the American Congress. The move is aimed at enhancing trade and security on both sides of the border between the two countries. It will see pre-clearance centers added for train travel, with the potential for bus and car journeys to be pre-authorized in future. The hope is to ease border bottlenecks that slow down the movement of goods and people. The bill has been several years in the making, taking so much time that many thought it would never become law. The legislation originated with Stephen Harper's previous Conservative government. Pilot projects are expected at Montreal's train station and on the Rocky Mountaineer Line in Western Canada. U.S. Customs offices will also be established at both locations, where the necessary checks will take place to allow trains to pass across the border. If these pilots are a success, the project will be expanded to include further travel through bus and car journeys. Pre-clearance is not new in Canada, with centers already established at most major airports. Toronto's Billy Bishop and Quebec City's Jean Lesage airports will be added as part of the new agreement. Specifics of the legislation will allow American authorities to carry weapons and question and detain travelers. The bill does not grant customs agents the powers to arrest.